Welcome back to the beginning of the third hour of the Internet Advisor. We're going to have a special 2.5 hour show, and it's time for your calls. And you can call us at 800-859-0957. We have Jim on the line with the Windows 10 question, and we have room for you for the next 30 minutes. Is your chance to give us a call at 800-859-0957.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. Foster Brown kind of limping along with half of my voice, but it's time for you to call us with your questions. It's a unique opportunity for you. If you just kind of tuned in waiting for the ball game and you get a computer question, stop into the shop. We do this all the time for our audience, and we're offering it to you as well to answer your questions about your computer. 800-859-0957. Let's say hello to Jim from Detroit. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Jim, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I had Windows 7 on my computer. I downloaded Windows 10. Everything worked fine for about 5 weeks. Then all of a sudden, Edge disappeared. I called Microsoft, who, after 6 hours, couldn't figure out why Edge disappeared. They had remote control of the computer. They were trying to redo everything. And at the very end, they just threw up their hands and said, we don't know what's wrong. And so, meantime, I've lost Edge. I lost half the programs on the computer, or at least they're there, but they're not where they're supposed to be, and I don't know what to do now. Basically, they told me it might be corrupted.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Use Chrome. That would be one thing you could do.
Yeah, but, okay, so how old was your computer originally? I assume it came with Windows 7 or Windows 8?
Yeah, it came with Windows 7, so it's probably 5-6 years old.
Okay, so did Microsoft recommend that you do a system restore?
Yeah, we tried that. It didn't do anything.
Okay. So, but there were actual restore points on your computer, and when you restored, Edge still did not come back.
That's correct.
Okay. So, here's what I would suggest, because obviously, if you truly did have Microsoft on there and not some company pretending to be Microsoft, this is what I would do. I would go back to your original manufacturer's installation media, install Windows 7, and then immediately throw Windows 10 on there. But of course, before you do that, you're going to have to back up your computer and back up all your data. There's one other thing you can do, though, and that is you could just not even throw Windows 7 on there, and you could put a clean copy of Windows 10. You can actually go to Microsoft's website, download a fresh copy of the same version of Windows 10 you have right now, which is probably Windows 10 Home Edition. You can download it. You can then burn an installation DVD or create a USB installation media. And the thing is, you can back up all your data. If you feel comfortable with that, there is a means for you to back up all your data. You can use the Microsoft file and transfer wizard that comes with Windows 7, 8, and 10, and it'll copy all your data to an external hard drive. I'm trying to remember the Windows secrets. Was it not Rick Broida? He's our
Fred Langa.
Fred Langa wrote an article, and then I just emailed one of our listeners who wrote me the same question. And he said, how can I put a clean copy of Windows 10 on my computer? And basically, you do what you've already done. You've upgraded your computer to Windows 10. Then you use a utility that, of course, is not a Microsoft utility, but you can download it off the internet. And it's the product key tool. And you actually can extract your Windows product key as if you went to the store and bought it. Because when you install Windows 10 on your computer, after a day or two, Microsoft actually provides you a Microsoft-certified product key that is for Windows 10 and is exclusive to you. And I've actually recommended people actually use this little utility that there's half a dozen you could download.
Right.
And you know what? I'll have to put a link to that, one of those utility, on our toolkit so that you can actually write down this 24-digit product key for Windows 10. This gives you the ability then to reinstall Windows 10, a clean copy on your computer, install your Microsoft product key that Microsoft issued you, and it's basically like formatting your computer and putting a clean operating system on instead of relying on the Windows. I mean, that's one option that you can do, Jim.
Now, I just Googled download Microsoft Edge, and there's a number of sites that allow you just to download it.
Really?
So why wouldn't that be an
option? Sounded like there were other problems, though. Other programs are disappearing, right, Jim?
Well, I mean, they tried to get it back. They tried to get Edge back 4 different times, and they could never get it to come back. Yeah. They said that it wasn't even in they didn't know what happened, but it wasn't even in the apps that were there. When they tried to pull it up, it wasn't even there.
Let me ask a question first.
I don't see it in mine either, by the way. And I have Edge on, and it works fine. And I don't see it in my app, in my list of apps. So it's buried or hidden. But I can go to microsoftedge.us. Now, I don't know if this is legitimate or not, but there's a number of them. There's a number of sites where you can do free download of Microsoft Edge browser.
But
did they recommend anything like that?
Well, they tried. They remote access. They tried, and basically after 6 hours, then they ended up. What happened was that they lost the remote access. They couldn't even get it back in.
Oh dear.
I tried getting it back with them on the phone, and it wouldn't even allow me to get into it into the computer.
You didn't pay any money for this, did you, Jim?
Pardon me?
You didn't pay any money for this, did you?
No. No.
Good. No,
I didn't pay anything. I mean, this was just their tech support when I called them, and they called me back, and they went through this. And they, like I say, 6 hours of them, and basically what they told me to do was call HP and see if they could figure out what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I feel your pain with this, but it's almost like cut your losses. If it was me, I would do one or two things. Well, one of three things, because it is a, how old a computer? If it's Windows 7, it has to be at least five years.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's at least 5 years.
What I did for my wife, and she had a similar situation, but I didn't want to upgrade her to Windows 10. What I did is I went out to a local store, bought a solid state hard drive for her computer, and that increased the performance substantially. And I pulled her old computer hard drive out, so that way her data was on there. So for $100 or $120, I bought a solid state hard drive and threw Windows 10 on there in the way I described. And that thing is lightning fast now.
Okay, Jim, hope we've helped you a little bit. And for the rest of you,
800-859-0957.
Thank you for listening to us on this extended version of the Internet Advisor. I'm Foster Brown, and with a little bit of my voice left here, I want to thank you for joining us. By the way, pregame show starts at 6:30. We got about another 10 minutes. Still time to answer your question at 800-859-0957. If you don't get a question in now, please go to internetadvisor.net, and in the upper right-hand side of our homepage, there's a contact button there. You can click on that and then send an email to us.
Yeah, you know, and during the break, Ed found where you could go to the Microsoft support site and download Edge. That might not be the entire problem. In fact, we don't suspect that it is from our previous caller. But it is a way that that's another option to get Edge back would just be to try to install it again.
I'm curious, Cal and Ed, both of you work with people's computers. And are you hearing about a lot of people having trouble with their installs of Windows 10?
I have maybe 25% of the people, one-fourth of the people that I talk to have had issues. And particularly, Microsoft Surface users have been having problems installing it where they had to go back to and restore the manufacturer's clean install of Windows 8.1 or Windows 8 on the Surface, and then everything works after that. Not all of them, some of them.
How about you, Cal?
I haven't had many that had problems with it. I had more people who have said, this icon showed up on my test bar, and I don't know what the heck to do with it, that sort of thing. So most of them haven't adopted 10 yet. They're still hanging on 7 and 8.
Yeah. At the event this week, though, this week, where Microsoft said 110 million installs of Windows 10. It's astounding. It's the fastest and biggest that they've ever had.
Yeah, and when you make it that good and that free, that really helps.
You're still going to have problems in there.
That's exactly what made the difference, is that it's free.
Yeah.
Had it not been free, I don't think they would have had anywhere near the numbers.
But it had to be good also.
Well, the other thing is
the reviews are great.
The questions I've been getting is, why is it free? What's the hitch? Yeah. So people don't want to install it because it is free, and they're like, why would I want to? What am I going to lose by installing this?
What's the catch?
Actually, nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing at all.
It is. I think it's Microsoft's way of, here's your start button back.
Well, and I think what's happening is they're changing their business model, and they're going to give that away and sell some of the other products that they have are not, like the Surface Pro.
We have Harry with us, by the way, from Port Huron. Hi, Harry. How you doing?
Hey, Foster. Pretty good, guys.
Hey, Harry.
I guess my question is this. And I say this because I've had five people come to me this week with computers that had to be fixed because of Windows 10. Why is everybody telling people to get Windows 10? Just because it's the latest and greatest? Because these people are going to have to pay hundreds of dollars. They had to pay hundreds of dollars to get their computers fixed because Windows 10 screwed up when they put a clean install on their computer.
Hmm.
So I told them, go back to Windows 7. You're not going to have these problems.
Boy, I'll tell you, I love Windows.
And people say to me, upgrade, upgrade. I said, well, I'm not going to upgrade. They're going to service 7 till 2020 anyway. I'm sitting here with no computer problems, and all these people that got 10 are having problems. And I hurt for them. It makes me mad that we're just telling people, get Windows 10 because it's the latest thing to do.
Well,
I don't think that's necessarily right.
I like Windows 10. I think it's better than, well, it's certainly better than 8.1.
Okay.
And I like it better than Windows 7.
And
it's more secure.
It's more secure. But the thing is, you only hear about the problems. You don't hear about from people that the installation went smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually it's the squeaky wheel. It's like, okay, there's a problem. My touchpad doesn't work. Why can't I get on the network? It's the people that are having problems that you usually hear about.
But Harry,
and what typically happens is when you get the icon, they take and run a diagnostic to see what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Correct.
And if these people are doing a fresh install, they don't have that diagnostic tool initially.
Mm-hmm.
So, too bad they didn't just upgrade because that would have been easier.
Why did they end up spending money? I'm curious about that.
Because they had to get their computers fixed. It screwed up the processor. It screwed up the some other things in their computer.
Well,
it can't mess up their process.
No, I don't think so. Cal, you had a thought?
I think in most cases what I find more prevalent than anything else is that most people don't look at the requirements for Windows 10. Yeah. And they have an older computer and they go like, oh, it's free. Yeah, let's stick it on there. But they didn't look and see whether or not they had enough memory, enough hard drive space, whether a processor was up to that particular type of thing.
And if they had run the diagnostic, if they had done it through the process that Microsoft ran, pushed out, that would have caught it and said, oh, you can't put Windows 10 on this machine.
And Microsoft's assertion is any computer that's shipped with Windows 7 and can run Windows 7 is eligible. I mean, you meet the minimum requirements to run Windows 10.
Yeah,
the problem with minimum requirements, and you know as well as I do, is that that's going to give you enough where you can boot the thing up and get it going.
Which is like 1 gig and an 80 gig hard drive, 1 gig of RAM. I mean, who would run a computer with 1 gig
of
RAM?
So, guys, what's the best solution then?
The best solution, in my opinion, is number one, before you do any upgrade, regardless whether it's Windows, Mac, or anything, back up the computer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
After you got your computer backed up, then make a thorough assessment, either using the tool, like Gary said, or looking on the website and making sure that your hardware is up to Windows 10. If those two things are falling in place and they're ready to go, then go ahead and put it on there. Give it a shot and see how it works. If it bombs out, make sure that before you put it on, you have all your media from 7 where you can put it back the way you had
it before. I would
think
one other thing would be get a new computer. I'm sorry, that sounds awful to say.
If your computer is that old. Yep.
If your computer is that old, 5, 6, 7 years old, get one with Windows 10 on it. They're going for
$300.
Yeah, $300 to $400 out there. You can get one that will do the basic job for you with really good performance.
Yep, and you know what I did? And this is, I mentioned this in the previous caller, but what I did for my wife, who has a 7-year-old computer running Windows 7 that my son used to use in high school, but what I did is I actually ran the Microsoft System Image Utility,
mm-hmm.
and I backed it up to an external drive, and then what I did is I went to Micro Center and bought myself a solid-state hard drive, a 250 gig for around $100. I threw that on there, threw Windows 7 on there, and then I upgraded on there. That thing is so fast now. And she's like, what did you do to my computer? This is great.
You did something right, Ed.
I did, yeah.
Celebrate.
Now go mow the lawn. Okay.
Harry, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, though. Right. You know, Harry brings up a very good point that there are people that do have problems.
Yep.
And we feel for them. We'll try to help them if they call. But if you haven't upgraded yet, run the diagnostic tool.
It's not a magic wand necessarily, but Windows 10 is a significant improvement in so many ways over Windows 7.
You know, Windows 7, yes, because for security, but it's the people in, a lot of people love Windows 7. I believe that's one of their best operating systems.
Absolutely.
A lot of people stuck with Windows 7, because they didn't want to go to Windows 8, and they're like, where's my start button?
That was smart.
But people, I suggest that anyone that's running Windows 8, it's a no-brainer. Go to Windows 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
People that are Windows 7, that's an individual decision that you're going to have to make.
Folks, we have had this extended program and have had a ball doing it with you. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Foster Brown with the Internet Advisor, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Cal Carson here. Thanks to the folks behind the glass, as we say, Mike Stett, and to Shannon Maley. Excuse me. Stick around, because MSU football is coming up. Pre-game show is about to come around the corner. Join us, by the way, here on the Internet Advisor, 4 to 6 p.m. regularly on Saturdays. And when you don't hear us here, find us on the Internet at internetadvisor.net. You can send us your problems by going to that site and clicking on the Contact Us button and sending us your questions. And hopefully the next time I try to talk to you, you'll have all of my voice to listen to. Have yourself a great, great evening and a great week as well. And go green and white.
Go green, go white.